Savitri, Book 7, The Book of Yoga, Canto 3, The Entry into the Inner Countries, pages 490 and 491. At first, a difficult narrowness was there, a press of uncertain powers and drifting wills, for all was there, but nothing in its place. At times an opening came, a door was forced, she crossed through spaces of a secret self and trod in passages of inner time. At last, she broke into a form of things, a start of finiteness, a world of sense, but all was still confused, nothing self-found. Soul was not there, but only cries of life. A thronged and clamorous air enwined her. A horde of sounds defied significance, a dissonant clash of cries and contrary calls, a mob of visions broke across the sight, a jostled sequence lacking sense and sweet, feelings pushed through a packed and burdened heart, each forced its separate inconsequent way, but cared for nothing but its ego's drive. A rally without key of common will, thought stared at thought and pulled at the taut brain, as if to pluck the reason from its seat and cast its corpse into life's wayside drain. So might forgotten lie in nature's mud, abandoned the slain sentinel of the soul. So could life's power shake from it mind's rule, nature round renounce the spirit's government, and bare elemental energies make of the sense a glory of boundless joy, a splendor of ecstatic anarchy, a revel mighty and mad of utter bliss. This was the sense's instinct, void of soul, or when the soul sleeps hidden, void of power. But now the vital Godhead wakes within and lifts the life with the supernal's touch. But how shall come the glory and the flame if mind is cast away into the abyss? For body without mind has not the light, the rapture of spirit sense, the joy of life. All then becomes subconscient, tenebrous. Inconscience puts its seal on nature's page, or else a mad disorder whirls the brain, posting along a ravaged nature's roads, a chaos of disordered impulses in which no light can come, no joy, no peace. This state now threatened, this she pushed from her. As if in a long, endless tossing street, one driven mid a trampling, hurrying crowd, hour after hour she trod without release, holding by her will the senseless mute at bay. Out of the dreadful press she dragged her will and fixed her thought upon the Savior name. Then all grew still and empty. She was free. A large deliverance came, a vast calm space. Awhile she moved through a blank tranquility of naked light from an invisible sun, a void that was a bodiless happiness, a blissful vacuum of nameless peace. But now mightier danger's front drew near. The press of bodily mind, the inconscience brood of aimless thought and will had fallen from her. Approaching loomed a giant head of life, ungoverned by mind or soul, subconscient, vast. It tossed all power into a single drive. It made its power a might of dangerous seas. It tossed all power into a single drive. it made its power a might of dangerous seas. Into the stillness of her silent self, into the whiteness of its muse of space, a spate, a torrent of the speed of life, broke like a wind-lashed driven mob of waves, racing on a pale floor of summer sand. It drowned its banks, a mountain of climbing waves.